Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Richard Berman is back. Richard is here. He's Executive Director of the American Security Institute. And he's been hanging out with us in the past, and he's back to talk to us about some of the things that are going on across the world, and some things that are coming at us that we need to be paying more attention to. Richard Berman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be with you.
So, Richard, I've been a detractor. I've been watching corporate big tech for a long time. I warned people 13 years ago, 2008, I started warning people about the dangers of social media, not just the practice, but the platforms. I told people 12 years ago, social media platforms will never be on your side. It'll always be all about them. And I refused to put my stuff, all my digital stuff over on Amazon. I host it myself. I didn't trust Amazon 15 years ago. And I wrote a book about this we published in 2018 about the excesses of big tech. And so in 2020, all of those things came to together, along with the media and Washington, and I think this created a pretty ugly situation that America is in jeopardy because of. What do you think?
I think, first of all, that you were prophetic. There aren't that many people who have a crystal ball that shows up with that level of accuracy. It is kind of a scary situation where these big tech companies have now got the kind of power that eventually led to the breakup of AT&T when AT&T controlled the telephone system.
Right. Or IBM. The government sued IBM for 13 years. Or Microsoft, yeah. Or Microsoft over some piddling browsers thing.
So you're right. And I think we're in the infancy of people becoming aware of the fact that there is too much power being concentrated in just one or two or call it three companies, Amazon, Apple, and Google.
And Facebook.
And they are in a better position to control communications than I think AT&T actually was if
There's
you
no
go
question.
Back to the 70s, 70s
well,
and 80s.
There are two people... This is a little bit hyperbole, but not much. There are two people in the country, in the world, who could flip a switch and turn off 90%+ of the cell phones in the world.
Right.
Google
right.
and Apple. Now that Definitely. We've never had that kind of concentration of raw power to the point of existential. Right. I mean, it could almost. I don't mean existential in that we die. But it sure would disrupt the way we live and make a living.
You know what? And it's quite frankly worldwide. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they're not only selling phones in this country, and the internet is not only in this country. And you know, the funny thing about it all is that their power was revealed just with two stupid decisions that they made. One, when they decided to censor the president. Or the
right.
ex-president,
right.
He was still in office, but they decided to censor Trump and
right.
Saw to it that he was no longer on Twitter and on Facebook. And then, that of course wasn't the Google or Amazon or Apple decision. That was Facebook and Twitter, but
that's right.
They're all somewhat complicit. And then the other issue was when they decided to go after Parler.
Yeah.
And shut them down. And those two incidents have really given people a moment of clarity as to what's going on.
Well, the Parler thing, the Trump thing is a whole other dimension of incredulity, but the Parler thing is the worst in some ways because it gives a lie to their argument. Well, why doesn't, you know, we don't, somebody else could start up another Google, somebody else could start up another Facebook. Well, apparently not, because Amazon and Facebook and Google and Apple, Google, and Amazon primarily, those three shut down Parler. Folks, in what universe does Chrysler and GM get together and shut down Ford? Right? Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Richard Berman, Executive Director of the American Security Institute. We're going to talk some geopolitics, what all this means for geopolitics after the break. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.